Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It came out of his ass.
You never saw that coming. Podcast 101, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
101.
Oh, yes.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
Hey, wow. Who'd have spunk it?
Who'd have David Blunk it?
No, Watson, get down.
I can't. I have nothing.
I really wanted to come up with something else.
See, Watson knows whenever he sees you, Glenn.
Yes.
He sees you arrive with your bags full of goodies.
Mm-hmm. And the one between my legs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the three between your legs.
Let's face it, that's full.
Yeah. And he's like, I know the streets. I know there's cheesy stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
Was he sniffing at your crotch then?
He is as well.
Oh, for goodness sake.
We're just saying.
Only thing my crutch smells of is Chanel, let me tell you.
Chanel à la foule.
À la foule?
À la Chanel. Chanel à la...
Chanel number 69.
Popo.
Oh, my...
Dressbon.
Oh, my... Hello, welcome to the lovely podcast. We're here in Cheshire again, in the very nice farm kitchen. The odd farty noise, the odd burp. It's not Glenn or
it's
Carl.
Yvette.
It's not me, because I'm a children's author and I don't do things like that. Got you off guard again!
Oh, God.
She's a children's author, you know.
Yes,
I thought I was going to move that button around.
And of course...
I tried that with Yvette, it didn't work. Wrong button, apparently.
Can I finish my sentence?
Oh, yeah, carry on.
Before you two keep butting in, it's Watson the dog. That's my sentence finished now.
Right, okay.
It's worth waiting for.
Ooh, Glenn's in a frisky mood. We've started this with Glenn being in a bit. He came here with a frisky mood today.
I'm giving him an evil look. He's looking at me like, oh, have I gone too far?
Eva, Yakaudu Bagum. Lovely to see you.
I like to see you too, yeah.
And now, with Watson wanting treats and snacks and everything, we should open the podcast proper, shouldn't
go
we?
Go on then.
I think we should. It'd be really
go on then. Look at him. Look at Watson. He's alert. He's jumping up. Right up. Oh, for God's sake.
Would you like a finger?
Always.
Snowy fingers, would you believe?
It's that time
now,
of year.
I have a confession to make with the snowy fingers.
Yes.
Now, Lisa Hadley gave me a whole box of snowy fingers.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah.
And she approached me because she said, why wasn't it mentioned on the podcast? Like, she gave me a couple of podcasts ago, to be fair.
Oh.
Now, those, they were all there, all there.
God, they're nice.
When I started the journey home. Now, this has got to be paranormal because... They had all gone by the time I'd got here.
Skeptically speaking, I would say that you've just troughed the lot, haven't you?
Well, that's a typical sceptic, isn't it? Going for
yes,
the obvious
is,
option.
Yes.
So, sorry, Lisa, but thank you very much for getting them, and I really enjoyed them.
No, you've given out the snowy fingers before the savoury snacks. What's going on? It's normally the other way around.
What's this?
You are a bad man.
These are baked, Watson.
I know, they're good.
Sorry, we need to stop this.
Why?
This
what's
is
going on?
Just...
Oh, love Watsits. You always this is just,
it's always got. This has gone downhill.
Why?
No, before every single our first 100 podcasts had a big build up to the cheesy flavoured snack we were going to get out. This was just packet of Watsits.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Oh, look at his face.
He's not happy.
He jiggles when he's got something to tell us.
It's when we get to our first item in Correspondence Corner.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm just moving it along a little
now,
bit.
Can I also add to this?
Yes.
You see, now, we've got three brown boxes.
Yes.
That I've just brought out onto the table.
This is like a magic trick. You know, when you've got the upturned cups with a ball inside one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got to guess. Now, yours is chocolate. I think it's chocolate and orange. I'm not quite sure. Mine is lemon and lime, and Carl's is almond and...
No, it's apple and cinnamon,
apple
my love.
Oh, all right. Mm.
Glad you're paying attention.
These cakes are from a beautiful little tea room in Knutsford, Cheshire, yes, called The Tea Room, and it's run by Harriet and some lovely staff there and her mum. And we were there today, and there's such a lovely, lovely team that work in this lovely, lovely tea room. The food is fantastic. So we brought home three cakes.
It's worth travelling to, even if you're nowhere near it.
Right. Oh, and by the way,
and they're not sponsoring us. They haven't given.
No. This is just we love it.
We've been there quite a few times.
Yeah.
So,
and if you ever fancy bumping into us, go to the tea room in Knutsford. And we're normal.
Watson's on the wall, isn't he?
Watson is on the wall. They have, like, you can take your dogs in.
Oh yeah,
it's dog friendly.
Great.
You're really, really good. And they've got dog, you know, like a dog menu.
Yes.
So it's absolutely fantastic. Carl's often ordered off the dog menu for me. We should stop mixing it up.
Yeah, but you so much like the food.
I did actually. I like the turkey and rice disguised as a lollipop. Anyway,
that's our third date.
For goodness' sake!
I love it. It's turkey rice. It's a lollipop, honest. It tastes like turkey rice. Well, I've not washed it for a while.
Oh!
The yoga down the gym and then a run.
Stop it now. Enough. Anyway, continuing on.
She's getting flashbacks.
Oh, right. Anyway, continuing on. The tea room in Knutsford. Sorry about this, Harriet. They're actually looking for staff. So, I don't know if you know this, but in the sort of leisure industry of hospitality, that's mm-hmm. the right, thank you, Mr. Beattie, they're really struggling to find, you know, people, loads and loads of vacancies, and no one's coming forward to take up the jobs. So anyway, which I find incredible, and the same amount of people in this country are unemployed.
Right, okay.
So it's weird, isn't it?
It's weird. There's all these openings, and yet
nobody wants to do the
proper
work. I'm
sure there's a deeper meaning that I haven't scratched to yet.
The one thing I'd say is every time we've been there, isn't this true? Correct me if I'm wrong, but all the staff are happy. They all love working there, and the fact that we've got to know some of them, they tell you the truth about working there. Yeah. Every single one of them love working there.
They do.
So if you need a job and you want to have a chat with us every now and then, go and work for the tea room
in Knutsford. Fantastic. Well, even give me the phone number. It's 01565220010.
Nice.
There you go.
Nicely done there. That's great.
We'll look them up on the interweb.
Yes.
The cake. I'm going to eat my cake.
I'm going to eat my cake. Oh my God, I've just opened the box now.
I'm going to eat it during the break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Choice for
that's
you.
A very good choice. Thank you.
Oh,
look at you.
you and your animal and your cinnamon.
Me animal and cinnamon.
Oh, that smells lovely.
Bless you.
Anyway, I think we've opened.
Oh, God.
I think we've opened the podcast now, haven't we?
Good and proper.
Yeah, I think so. Is it time for?
It's time for this, yeah.
How was your day?
I got all topsy turvy. Then I got ahead of myself with excitement.
I mean, obviously, you've been to the cake shop.
I have. I've had a lovely day today because we've been very, very busy doing all sorts of bits and pieces. And today was lovely because I got to do. And yesterday was lovely because I got to do normal things like ironing and shopping and doing the big shop.
Ordinary human things.
And it was really nice. I really enjoyed it. But let me tell you, this wasn't today. This was a couple of days ago. We were in Manchester. And I just want to bring this up because it really riled me.
Go on.
And this might be a little bit controversial.
I am being careful.
And there were people out there who probably be pissed off with me and never listen to the podcast again. Now, before I start, I just want to say, I'm all for breastfeeding in public. Abso-frickin-lutely. Why should women have to take themselves off?
Agreed.
To a, you know, they're out there. They're doing it discreetly. Some ladies have like a cloth that goes over the top so you can't see what's going on while other people are eating. I am not kidding you. This woman, we were out in Manchester. She didn't give a crap. She got her boobies out.
Both of them.
No, one at a time. It didn't give a crap in front of everybody and was squeezing them, pushing the nip into them.
And she wouldn't let me do it.
No, seriously. And we were eating and I'm like trying to enjoy my tuna mayonnaise. And let me tell you, I didn't know where to look. And they weren't small. They were these big, big breasts. And I was getting really angry because I was just like, come on, we're in a restaurant. I'm all for it. Absolutely. You go for it. But have a little bit of decorum. There are other people there.
Well, think of other people. This is the problem.
What annoyed me? I was really incensed by it.
But a lot of people, I want to be understood, but they don't want to understand others a lot of the time. And I think everyone has to be understood in these things. And like you, of course, you should be able to. You can't be alienated because you want to feed your kid. But there's a way of doing it. And I know people will go, but it's a natural thing. Well, so is a pubescent boy wanking. But if your kid just started to get his dick out and standing on a chair bashing one off.
They're responding to his hormones.
Yeah, it's a natural thing. Well, at least cover it up, love. You know,
at least put a tissue over it.
But do you know what I mean? There is a point, and I get it. And obviously, everyone should be allowed to do it. But I'm with you. I'm with you 100% because it's not something I particularly want to look at when I'm eating, especially when I'm eating blancmange.
No. No, so that was it, really. And the other thing, very, very quickly, I did Mastermind.
As you do.
I did Mastermind, and my chosen subject...
Now,
yes.
I was going to say, you've been teasing that you've got a quiz to do before...
Yes.
You weren't saying what it was.
Yes. I can't say where I came in the competition. I'm not allowed to reveal... how I did.
Are you allowed to reveal your chosen subject?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so my chosen subject, who I, as most of the planet does, absolutely love Morecambe and Wise.
Mm-hmm.
Massive, massive fan. And I've been watching stuff, well, we both had, haven't we? Oh. Documentaries about them, reading their books, all sorts of stuff. So I thought to myself, when I was asked to do it, I first of all said the Beatles. Because I'm a massive fan.
Yeah.
Are you?
And and they said, no, somebody else in the series is doing John Lennon, so you can't do that. And I thought, oh, and I very nearly said, well, I don't want to do it then. Because when you do Mastermind, you've got to really know your chosen subject. And you've got to research it. You've got to look. And it takes a long time. You've got to put in the hours. And they send you the material of which the questions come from.
All right.
So they send you a book and they send you a DVD if there is one. And then you go through it. Well, I read it twice and watched the DVD countless times. And I have to say, I did Morecambe and Wise proud.
I'm pleased to hear it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. But my God, did I lose weight? Oh my God. On the day. Oh, so nervous. Absolutely.
You did.
Terrified.
I'm so proud.
Terrified.
Of
terrified.
So proud.
That's a great picture of you in the Mastermind chair that we tweeted out the other day. Mm.
But the thing is with it is what you find it so difficult to sort of describe to people is the atmosphere, because it's so kind of serious. And because it's something that, you know, certainly like the likes of me have watched since I was a kid, and it's always been this highly intellectual thing, and you think, crumbs. And that Boom, 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 boom.
Do you hear that in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Da-dum.
Wow.
And all the lights going down. Honestly, honestly, I had to clasp my hands, cross my legs at the bottom.
And fart.
Because I thought... Because I thought if I cross my... You know, put my knee... You know, when you cross your leg like ladies do. What do they call that when you put one leg over the other?
Crossing.
Cross your legs. Mastermind, you say.
I thought if I cross my legs, you'll see my leg actually shaking. It was that bad, and I had my hands clamped together. It was just absolutely terrifying. But Clive, the presenter, what a nice guy,
lovely man, isn't he?
Really nice, lovely.
And do you know it gets, because when you look at Morecambe and Wise, you think that at one point in 1977, I'm going to throw this because obviously I went through this with Yvette.
He was my mentor. He's learned just as much as I have. Go on, sir.
1977 Christmas, over half the country watched them.
Wow.
Now, when you think that's never happened before and it will never, ever happen again, over half the country. When you just look at that on television, over half the country tuned in on Christmas Day, 1977.
What was the viewing figure?
It was 28 million. I can't remember the small change.
Holy cow.
835,000.
Wow. I mean, almost 29 million people. That just... Isn't that just absolutely...
I wish we could do our own mastermind where you ask me all the questions that were in the book and then I could really impress you with my knowledge.
I'd need the books.
What was their first radio show?
Vanity Fair.
When did they first join ATV?
1961.
What was the show called?
Two of a Kind.
See, she's good, isn't she?
She's very good.
What was their first television show?
Running Wild for BBC One.
And when was that on?
1954.
What year did they leave the BBC to go to Thames Television?
1978, they started at Thames.
Wow, this is great.
Do you know what, though? This has got, I mean...
But they never asked any of those fucking questions!
Always the way, though, isn't it?
But isn't it weird when you look at Morecambe and Wise, and I know we're going to, because we've loved them for years and years, but even now, their repeats on Christmas Day... beats everything else.
Yes, still.
Now, does that not show you a failing in the commissioners of television as what they're putting on over Christmas? They're not thinking of the audience. They're thinking of something completely different.
They're not thinking at all.
Well, maybe some of them aren't. And I think so, you, the fact that you can get a show that was last aired in what... When was it last aired?
1983.
You think... Something that's what? That's almost 40 years ago now. Mm. Almost 40 years is still better than anything else that's been put on television now.
I think you should just play just 5 seconds, fade it in and fade it out, just for me. Bring me sunshine.
Here we go.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy.
How lovely is that? You see, it's going to make you smile, isn't it?
The only thing that would beat them in the viewing figures would be Glenn Hunt at home Christmas Day.
That's right. Having a wank.
In a cafeteria with a tissue over.
That's it, yes. Sharing it with a whole restaurant. Fantastic. How was your day, Glenn?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, it was kind of within the last 24 hours, so technically counts. Had to try and discipline my eldest, Jamie.
How did that go?
Well, me being me, obviously, I was trying to stifle laughter in the process. You see, he got chucked out of the school library by the librarian.
Good lad.
What was he doing?
Well, in my head, I'm thinking...
With a tissue?
Well, what happened was, I said, come on, Sunshine, what are you playing at? Come on, you're in your last 2 years of high school. These are serious GCSE years. Where you can't be playing around in the library. Oh, Dad, it was because the librarian was being annoying. I said, how can the librarian have been annoying? Surely as the teenager, you were the one who was being annoying.
Well, just feeding a kid.
No, I just...
All slurping sound.
Yeah.
He said, I just didn't like her, and I had my harmonica with me. And every now and then I was giving it a quick blow, and she was trying to find out where it was coming from.
Oh my God.
I don't know where he gets this from.
I was going to say, he's so your son, isn't he?
So at one point she got close, and he pointed at some first year girl aged 12 or something and blamed it on her. And she burst into tears.
Oh
dear. And I said, you didn't. So he was like, yeah. I said, then eventually she found out it was me and she took me out of the library.
Wow.
I was like, you moron, but also thinking that's also hilarious.
The good thing about him is that if he fails any of his GCSEs, he can blame on the librarian for not allowing him back in the library. You say, that's where I study and you wouldn't let me in there.
There is that. So yeah, so it's a fine line, isn't it? You know, when your kids are pushing their own boundaries and stuff, but sometimes it's not too serious, but you still want them to know they shouldn't be doing certain things.
Three of my favourite... Sorry, I interrupted you there.
Well, it's all right. I was just going to say that how, you know, you're trying not to laugh because you're also trying to tell them off at the same time.
I know, it's a bit like Carl when I'm trying to tell him off. It's awful, isn't it? But no, you think about it. Three of my favourite people of all time, apart from you two, obviously, that are here, and Mary. John Lennon, Morecambe and Wise, all had the most appalling school reports. Mm-hmm. And Eric Morecambe used to skive. He never turned up for most of his lessons. And look what happened to them.
It's because they're not being stimulated in school. Their needs aren't being attended to.
Is that legal?
Oh, my God. Moving on. Carl, how was your day?
No. The thing is, school for me was awful because I basically gave up in the fifth year. I kind of went, this is ridiculous. And I remember going to my art GCSE exam and I thought to myself, because I was like, I could draw. So I kind of thought, well, I'll go in there, draw a picture and it'll be, I'll pass. And it's only when I walked into the exam, having not been at school for most of the year, I went and, I mean, I found other things to do. And, I went in there and the teacher at the entrance, you said, oh, could you put your coursework over there? And I looked at him and went, sorry, coursework? What? And they said, yeah, your coursework you've been doing all year, that's part of your exam. And I find, so I literally walked in, crossed the thing, got out the exit and just went home. Cause I just,
really?
Well, there was no point. And a friend of mine, I won't say his name because, no, I won't say his name, but a friend of mine, one of my best friends at school, he got A's for most of his thing. And I just said, how the hell? Because, you know, him and I just asked around. And so he said, how did you get A's for everything? And he just said, because I didn't turn up. And they were little A's, not capital A's. They were little A's for absent. But he got a really good job because he went and said, I got A's for everything.
Wasn't it B&M bargains?
No. Yeah, but anyway, that was it. But, how was my day?
How was your day, Carl?
Do you know what? How lovely. It wasn't today. It was yesterday. We came back from...
Belfast. Beautiful. I love Belfast. It's great.
Belfast. The song by Boney M, isn't it? There's a song called Belfast.
Is it? Who's it by?
I think it's by Boney M.
What's it called?
Well, I think it's called Belfast.
No, okay. By?
I think it's Boney M.
Who
oh, was for God's sake, Belfast. Shut up!
By who?
Oh, I'm enjoying
this. Oh, no. Well, the audience
right
are.
So far.
Dum, 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 dum.
Boney M made a record.
Oh, my God! Can we get on
what
with
it?
Well, they made plenty, but the
I
one about the Northern Ireland area.
Northern Ireland.
People are clicking
Belfast.
Off.
Okay.
People are clicking
Belfast
off.
Belfast was a song by which group?
Oh, my God, I'm going to kill
Boney
my...
M.
Oh, my God.
No, and do you know what? I have to say, one of the things I hate, and most of us do hate, is you know, the security bit when you go into an airport.
Yes.
You kind of, and I really wasn't looking forward to it. And anyway, we went through to Manchester. And I have to say, the guy at the front, who was just pointing, rear left, rear right, he was a moany old fuck.
He wasn't.
However, after that, they were absolutely fantastic. The security guys at Manchester Airport deserve a round of applause.
Let's
skip them.
Well done.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Happy, cheery, happy lot they
and
were.
The lady
that's what we like. Credit where it's due in that respect.
Yeah.
And the lady at the end as well.
Oh, lovely.
She was just...
She was a fan of the show.
She was remarkable. She was lovely.
Yeah, really nice.
You mean the podcast or Most Haunted?
Most Haunted.
Ah, of course.
And then on the way back, I cannot at any point fault anyone in the whole of Belfast for their service to whatever it was, wherever we went to the hotel, wherever we ate. The service was absolutely brilliant. They were smiling, they were happy, they were just so lovely. And on the way back, I just feel there's no good you fucking breathing
out.
No,
I'm going to get applause then.
Just going in to the whole of the security, every single one of them was absolutely fantastic. Couldn't do enough for you, and I'm throwing it over to Yvette because she's looking like she wants to fucking slit her wrists.
No,
go on, darling, over to you. It's all about you, love.
just waiting to do an applause. I didn't know when
you need
were
to
finishing.
Say what you said to the people there. You asked for the manager.
I did ask for the manager, mm-hmm. and I said
he thought you were going to complain.
He did, but he took our names down and everything, didn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway,
what did you say to the manager though?
I just said basically what you said.
I know, but the people at home don't know that.
I just said they were the best. What you've just said? Everything. You shit.
Is it any wonder that a song was written about the area?
Who wrote it?
Boney M.
Oh, no.
It's called Belfast.
Oh.
By who? Boney M.
Boney M. sing a song about Belfast?
Well, why not? It's a lovely place.
It is. Yeah, but it seems to just
Belfast. All right, just because it
was Stockport.
Or even Preston.
That's on the album coming soon.
Yeah, different towns near you.
I think we should.
Dildo.
Oh my god.
Sorry. So wrong. So much fun.
I just can't get a word in edgeways. I've been trying to say we should do an Anytime Podcast Service Award.
Oh, yeah.
You suggested that, Carl, but I've been trying to get it in, but I can't be you two wittering away two old women. So I'm going to shut up now.
I think I suggested that about 10 podcasts ago. Good job it's got through.
Wait a minute, it says she couldn't get it in. I was waiting for you to say it was on your third date.
No, I've never given good enough service in that area.
Oh, dear.
By the way, something to complain about.
Just to change the subject ever so slightly, that cake was delicious. It was nice, thank you.
I have to say, my apple and cinnamon. Yeah, it's one of those cakes that when it finished, you went, I actually want to suck the crumbs up. A bit like at the end of our third date.
Yvette, how was your cake?
I don't know if I can even be bothered to respond to either of you, quite frankly.
Okay. Right, that's it for this week. Only joking.
We're all right.
We're fine.
Just you two wittering on, not being able to get a word in.
Shall we do Correspondence Corner then?
Oh, go on then.
Here we go.
Correspondence Corner. The field in and the hunt.
Are we thinking coconut then?
Send us your email. Don't be a coconut.
Yes. Hmm?
Yeah, kind of works, doesn't it? Anywho, shall I start?
You can start.
Right, then, hey, don't you start.
I won't start.
Don't you fucking start.
Start.
Possessed then for a second.
This is from Amy Austin in Tiverdale.
Tiverdale.
Do we know where that's near?
I'm pretending.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got a place
there. Never heard of it. You've got a place there.
Yeah. Yes.
Is it a shed?
Yeah. No, it's a mansion.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. Hi, everybody.
He looks rich.
I just wanted to say, well, that's the perception, isn't it? I just wanted to send a quick email to say a massive thank you to the Most Haunted team. I went to an event on Friday the 18th at Shrewsbury Prison and I had the best night of my life.
Wow.
It was my first event and I came on my own.
No, Glenn, not everything is filthy and rude. Not everything is sexual.
I was leaving a gap for Carl.
Why would you leave a gap for me?
She said she came on her own.
I know, most women do.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They let the bloke finish. Oh, was that great? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but this is one thing women don't understand. They always go, oh, yes. When all women get together, they go, yeah, they don't know, but we fake orgasms. So do men. That's why most men have a pot of warm yoghurt under the bed.
Have you ever faked it with me?
Yeah, well, those yoghurt pots. You remember when you came and says, why have all these yoghurt pots under the bed?
Mm-hmm. Moving on. Everyone was amazing, she says. And I never felt alone. I always wanted to meet my heroes, and that night I did. Thank you. I hope the Snowy Fingers and Watsits made it to the podcast that I gave to Glenn. Carl, and I was a bit upset. Carl was a bit upset I didn't give them to him. I remember, because yes, I was stood next to you, and I intervened with it. I said, don't give those to Carl. They will not make it through to the recording of the podcast.
No, because he eats them all, doesn't he?
Exactly, as we've learned.
Getting here.
So there we are. I made it to the table. Love the podcast and look forward to this every week. I hope to come to a live recording one day. Amy Austin, Love and Light, Tiverdale. A quick one here from Shannon McBride, who says, hi, folks. Long time MH fan. Just wanted to drop you guys an email to say I'm brand new to the podcast, but I'm loving it. However, I now look like an oddball laughing on the bus to work. Keep up the good work, you lot, from Shannon McBride. Right. How's that affect some people, don't
you
think?
It does lots of people laughing. Do you know, it's funny, when Carl and I are in the car and we're on the motorway and there's times we've passed a truck or a lorry and the driver is wetting himself laughing, I go, I bet he's listening to the podcast.
And he probably is.
You never know.
This next email comes from Penny Fewings. You're changing, Penny.
Once more.
Penny Fewings.
We've met Penny.
Oh, she's hello, lovely, Penny. Penny, but I didn't know that was your surname.
Has the penny dropped?
Penny Viewings. What a great name. Sorry for laughing, but it's just great.
It's a great name.
It's a great name, a.k.a. the Wacky Weird Witch. Well, she says, thank fuck it's Friday, the 18th of November, 7 p.m, and I'm currently listening to podcast 100 with wet knickers. So much laughter that some wee-wee came out. The podcast has just finished and I'm still waiting to hear any of my emails on air. I've only sent 3. I have to say that, Glenn, you must follow through.
Oh, responding to the
responding.
Email.
Because you said you would play a recording of myself and my son singing Correspondence Corner if I emailed it to you when I met you and Mary at Bishton Hall recently.
Oh, yes. Shall we hear it then?
No, yeah. Go on then.
3, 2, 1. Correspondence Corner. The fielding and the hunt. Send us your emails.
Hang on. How old is this child?
He's not yet 18.
Oh, right, hang on, let's hear the rest of it.
Don't be a continuous pain in the ass.
Hey! Good
that's
job.
That's great, we like that. Please replay it as my son won't shut the fuck up. It's bad enough that he's so desperate to meet you all, but can't do a most haunted experience yet as he's not 18. He yaks on about you lot more than I do and keeps reminding me of the time I went to Rithin Castle and Carl spoke to him over the phone. God knows what you said to him, Carl, but he has been convinced ever since that he will meet you way before he turns 18. I'm also eagerly awaiting a reading from the wonderful Reg Corker if he's not too busy. I'd like to end saying a massive congratulations on reaching podcast 100. I hope there'll be many, many more to come. So much love to all. You make a menopause lol witch laugh proper laughs. Penny Viewings. P.S. My menopause brain made me forget to leave you my mobile phone number after asking for a reading from Reg. So here it is.
We'll keep that to
we'll
one
keep
side
that
then,
to
eh?
One side. Here is another email from JV. That's a good name, isn't it? Jamie in Yeovil. Hi, podcast gang. Keep up the amazing work. Love the show. Been feeling a little bit low lately, but listening to you always makes me smile no matter how I feel, you poor bugger. I listen while I go for a walk on my lunch break and listen on full volume, of course, so everyone else can hear. I am listening to episode 97 at the moment at the train announcements. I can't help but think Carl sounds a bit like Basil Fawlty doing his announcements. I work in customer services. I work in customer services myself and I always try to be happy and smiley the whole time. I took a call from a customer today who I just thought, you'd change your name. Her name was Mrs. Thonga. Mrs. Thonga.
Thonga my name.
Oh my goodness me, I wonder if she's ever worn one. Hopefully one day I'll get to see one of Most Swans experience locally. Best wishes and kind regards from Jamie in Yeovil.
Thank you, Jamie. I don't feel low,
sweetheart. Now, a little bit of a thing here.
Oh yeah.
Whenever anybody feels low, right? You're never born into this world on your own. You always have. I believe, this is my personal belief.
A ladder.
No. You always are born with your guardian angels. Now, there may be, I don't know, long-lost relatives, or people, spirit guides, whatever, but you're never on your own. When you feel really low and you're in a dark time, in the morning when you wake up, just sit up in bed and say with purpose, please, guardian angels, help me. I'm feeling really, really low, but can you really do something to help me? And you watch. The next day, you'll feel a lot better and a lot brighter. And keep going, and you feel a lot better. Just try it. I tried it, and it worked.
Good. Do you know what? As you said that, something came to mind.
What?
Even if you're not sort of, you don't believe in that, what harm does it do? It
doesn't do any harm.
It takes you a couple of seconds to say, and say it, like you said, say it with conviction.
Say it with meaning, yeah.
I believe what you've said there, because I know when you said it and you felt much better.
Another email here. Hi, gang. On the subject of giving your pond a new name when it's finally reconstructed by Carl and his giant Tonka toys, I have the ideal name for your new pond, Lake Hunt. Say it quickly, Neil Allen. Lake Hunt.
Lake Hunt.
Yes, Lake Hunt.
Where are we going for the summer this year? We're going to Lake Hunt.
When it's ever finished.
Yeah. It's got even bigger, by the way.
That's why, if you sense a bit of spikiness between myself and Mr. Beattie, it's because it's worse.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up, but
Every time I go outside, I have to put my wellies on. And I come in and I bring all the mud inside. Watson is covered with mud. I have to take him over to the other field to give him a walk because he can't. Anyway, nightmare. I wish you'd never bloody started the damn thing.
Shouldn't have gone out, should you? You hadn't gone out. I wouldn't have got the digger in.
outrageous.
Time for an email here.
Wish it would stop.
From Lisa Hadley in Liverpool.
Oh, lovely.
Not Lisa,
Lisa
Hadley from Liverpool, who gives us snowy fingers.
Yes, that never make it to the table. She says, hello, you beautiful lot. I hope you're all doing amazing. I know you all love a quiz,
oh,
so
yes.
I thought I'd send another one
oh,
in.
Oh, yes.
But with a twist. This one is true or false.
Oh.
And in true anytime podcast style. So, do you think, are you up for another quiz in your recent time?
Absolutely, as long as the Mastermind theme tune isn't played.
Okay, I can guarantee that's not going to happen, so don't worry about that. Get your buzzers ready, of
course.
Oh,
is it a buzzer?
So your name is your buzzer.
Oh, I like buzzing. Do you like buzzing?
You do buzzing, and I'll do wee-wee.
Okay.
True or false? It is a
wee-wee.
Carl.
True.
You can't do that.
He's right, though.
Oh, that's not fair. No, that's not fair.
As Mary would say, mum's face.
Do you know, if you take his side, I'll be really pissed off
okay,
with you.
Okay, I'll take that away. I'll carry on.
I've
just
been
pedantic.
You've been a pain in the ass, the pair of you.
True or false? It is illegal to not flush the toilet in Singapore. This could be a different question, by the way, to the one I could
Buzz.
Have. Yvette.
True.
It is true. Well done. 1 point. Not flushing in Singapore could land you with a heavy fine, apparently. How do they know?
Fucking hell, with our kids, they'd be broke for the rest of their lives.
True or false? In France, it is illegal for men to wear Speedos on the beach.
False.
Correct.
That's what the French love wearing, don't they? They like showing their... You know, budgie smuggling pants.
It is, in fact, the opposite. It's a requirement by law that men wear Speedos on the beach. The French believe it to be more hygienic.
Why? I suppose it keeps all the 1970s bush in, doesn't
Maybe, as you would only wear Speedos in the water and not as clothing attire throughout the day. So you're not tempted, if you've got swimming shorts on, to go elsewhere with them still on.
Oh, I see.
Interesting.
Wow.
True or false? It is illegal to moon in Greece.
Bzz.
Yvette.
True.
Correct. 3 points. Mooning can result in an arrest and a heavy fine or prison time.
Prison time?
Prison time for showing your eyes. Trouble is in prison in Greece.
Don't know what they wish for.
That's kind of like they have to do it.
God, the amount of times you showed your body in Greece.
Do you know, I've got a story about Yvette Fielding.
That's you banned from going to Greece.
No, this is...
Gone Greece?
Yvette being who she is... She's never been one to sort of kind of do the, you know, have riders in contracts and all this kind of stuff. However, she was doing one show where
she must have
they kept saying to her, do you want a Winnebago? She said, no, I don't want a Winnebago. I just want to just be with everyone else. And anyway, they insisted she had a Winnebago on this one thing. I can't even remember what it was. Do you know the first thing she did?
Mooned out the window?
First thing she did was moon out the window, got her ass out of that window, and then turn around to everyone outside and said, the bar is full, come on in and have a drink. So all the crew ended up in a Winnebago, drank everything. Weirdly enough, next time she did the show, they didn't offer her a Winnebago.
I couldn't, you just can't do that.
Is that elitism that you can't?
That.
Who the fuck do people think they are that they should have a Winnebago?
Just a member of the bloody crew, just we're all the same.
Yeah.
Make any sense to me. Let's have a party.
That's great. Now, true or false, it is a legal requirement to wear underwear when leaving the house in Thailand.
Bzz.
We go.
False.
Carl, you're going to have to get the point, aren't you?
Oh, wee-wee, true.
Well, yes.
Where's the truth? You need to give him a true. There you are.
Well, by default, obviously, you got it wrong with false, and it's only true or false, so Carl gets the point anyway.
No, we need a bing bong, though.
I need a bing bong.
Do you need a bing bong?
Right. Yeah. I want another one.
There we are. How many have I got? Have I got four and you got one?
You got four, I got one.
Okay.
No, you got three, and Carl's got one. I've only asked four questions so far. Question number five, everybody.
Okay.
Number five. True or false, hiking naked in Switzerland is considered a sport?
Bing bong. Wee wee.
Carl.
I'm guessing false.
Correct.
Yeah, as a guess.
Yeah.
The things with true or false, you might as well just bring your button and go one of them. You've got 50% chance of getting it right.
That's what I mean. It's mad, isn't it? Up until 2011, hiking in the nude was a done thing. However, a hiker going au natural was once spotted by a family. The family were so offended by what they saw, they highlighted the issue to authorities, and the highest Switzerland court then ruled hiking in the nude was illegal and punishable by a fine. So
I thought you were going to say punishable by death. Rather you meeting two veg out.
Yes. Or your Fangita.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. True or false, people in Indonesia who masturbate are paid more than those who don't.
How did they know?
What?
Is it like
surely,
a masturbation
survey? Everybody gets paid a lot then.
It does. Okay, false.
You'll be earning a fortune.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a bit of a strange one, isn't it? Yeah.
It's false.
It is, in fact, illegal to masturbate in Indonesia and Saudi Arabia. In Indonesia, it can land you up to 32 months in prison if you're caught.
And what are you going to do in prison? You could never get out. There'd be a possibility you never get out of prison.
Well, you two couldn't go to the cinema in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, in the cinema?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be buggered, wouldn't you?
Or in a cafeteria,
well, no,
in Manchester.
That happens when you get in prison.
True or false? In Birmingham, UK, it is illegal to fornicate on church steps after the sun goes down.
Buzz.
If that's
true.
If caught, you will receive a £25 fine.
Isn't it illegal to fornicate in the public anyway?
Indecent
exposure.
True or false, question number 8. It is forbidden in Estonia to play chess whilst having sex.
Yvette. True.
Can I just go back to the church step thing?
Yes.
So you can't have sex on church steps when the sun goes down. That's illegal.
Yeah.
By that very nature means that before the sun goes down, you can. So that means on Sunday, when everyone's going into church, going up the church steps, you can be rear-ending someone on the church steps, and that's fine.
You might have something on a technicality there. I'll check with the council.
Let's try it.
Let's get down there next Sunday.
Go to
Sandash Church.
Birmingham. Is it Birmingham?
Birmingham Church.
Just go to Birmingham Church. Yeah. Just make sure there's no funeral.
Let's just ask everybody. Let's have a big orgy on the steps in Birmingham.
It's all right till the sun goes down. Make the most of it, though, because the nights are drawing in.
Yeah. Bring a blanket. You don't want to graze your knees.
True or false? In Italy, if you tell a man he has no balls, he sees it as a compliment.
Buzz.
Yvette,
me. That's me. Yes, I agree. That's true.
Carl gets the points.
False.
Yes, it is false. The highest court in Italy ruled this an insult as illegal, as it hurts male pride and is punishable with a fine. Wow. What a mistake at the maker.
And we thought we'd gone a bit too lefty over here.
Yeah.
True or false, question number 10, finally. True or false, walking around naked in your own home is perfectly acceptable in Singapore. Just as you'd imagine it is.
A wee-wee.
Carl.
By the very nature of you saying it, I'm going to say it's false.
Well done, Carl.
Can I just say I cheated?
Why?
Because when I went... I saw your finger hover over.
I was moving.
Because I said by the very nature of it, the question, I thought it was going to truth, and I thought you were going to red. So I can't accept that point because I cheated.
That's very honest.
It
I
is
like that.
Very
can
honest.
Can you give that point to me then?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Does that mean I've won?
You've won by a landslide.
Excellent.
By fairness. And I'm going to give Carl an extra point for being honest.
Oh, that's lovely.
As well.
And that ends the game
that
show
ends the
then.
Quiz, yes, right. By 8 million points to 2.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow, that's not
but
bad.
Don't play any theme tune music for anything.
I won't.
Next.
By the way, Lisa says she googled all of those questions and amazingly they're all true. Imagine though, it being illegal to be naked in your own house in Singapore.
I suppose if you're standing by a window, it can be deemed offensive if somebody on the street can see
it. Their own fault for looking in, isn't it? I mean, you're in your own home. I mean, what if you need to take a bath?
Apparently
walking naked in your own home is seen as a disturbance to your neighbours and a form of pornography. And pornography is illegal in Singapore.
But isn't pornography, it doesn't have to be like either photographed, it doesn't be on something like whether it be media. Isn't that pornography? Doesn't have to be like in a book or a film or be actually for that reason
you
rather than
so,
you just
yeah.
walking around from A to B with no clothes on.
Mind you, if I saw my neighbour bending over naked trying to get the remote control and I saw him through a window just catching out the corner of my eye, I would be deeply offended.
Oh, <geez. laughs>
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, ah, my eyes, no, draw the curtains.
Yeah, but then again, next door to us, we've got a field full of cows. And they're bending over naked, eating all the time. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Let's face it, a cow's arse is a messy arse.
It is a messy arse.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
It's been running for a considerable amount of time.
It has.
And I'm loving it, by the way, because I still don't know what it is.
You still don't know what it is.
What it is, but this is the sound. Right, so more correspondence.
What's your guess?
I think I mentioned it. I originally thought it was some kind of winch-type thing for a gate, perhaps. And I think the response I was met with was...
Yes, that's right. So, but any more
was there
thoughts?
Much laughter with that response? Was it like...
No, there wasn't, because you weren't giving the game away. Mm. You had your best poker faces on as well. But the only thing you did say very recently was that Mary was with you recently and she suddenly realised what the noise was.
Yeah, I just did something. Mm. I did something. But anybody can do it.
Okay.
But I did something recently and we were both watching the show and she just went, oh my God.
Fingering herself dry.
Carl. Carl.
Just listen to it again.
Oh, I've got to do it again.
Listen to it again. With that image in your head.
Okay. Oh, I wonder if that's illegal in Singapore.
You are going to hell, both of you. That's so disgusting.
Oh, right, well,
what's
bearing in mind...
brain work? What happens?
Bearing in mind what you just said, let's see what these guesses
yes,
are.
I'll
add up now to these
go
guesses. And this is from Michelle Moore. Says, hi, you mad lot. I just want to say, you make me laugh out loud and cheer up an otherwise gloomy time. Keep it up. Is the noise a blood pressure cuff?
That's a really
good...
That's a
good... Inspired.
Yeah.
That's good, but it's
not the right answer.
Wheel of right one there. Leanne in Gloucester writes, hello everybody, hope you're all well and thanks for the laughs. I've been thinking about your mystery noise and I've come to the conclusion after what you've just said, is it someone restringing a guitar or a piano or some instrument that needs something tightening up with some sort of tool?
That's a good, another good guess, but I'm afraid it's the wrong answer.
I don't think I've ever heard you talking about restringing a guitar or a piano. Gillian in Norfolk says, hi there everyone around the kitchen table, is your mystery sound the noise being made from a pulley? Well, it kind of sums up what I've said.
Yeah.
It's a bit ambiguous then,
yes,
isn't it?
Sorry, no. No pulleys involved. I'm going to give you another clue.
Go on then.
Okay, we're going to do another clue. This noise comes from something that many people might have to use when something on their body isn't working properly.
Say that again.
No, that's the only time I'm saying it. You might want to...
Go back 20 seconds on the listen.
No, that's it. That's your clue. I've said it.
Okay, right. Well, that sounds...
You know what? That made sense to you, didn't it?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Well, if you think you've any ideas, you can email the show at any time.
It's helloanytimepodcast.com.
That's...
helloanytimepodcast.com.
Hello, editorpodcast.com.
Apparently that's what it is.
Now, I thought I just heard something backfiring.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
I hope he doesn't
God.
Drive into the ditch that is what is used to be the pond.
I know.
Whoa.
What?
Back your truck up there, good buddy. The ditch that used to be the pond. The ditch.
Well, it is at the moment. You can't.
It's not a ditch. It's the foundation of something marvellous.
It's a ditch. Mm. Right. He's coming.
He's here. Go and see to him then, Carl.
Oh, okay, I won't do it. I'll see
you. You enjoy your time with Diddy. I think you two have got a bit of a romance.
Sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Do you know, we were walking past one of those mobility shops the other day, and he got very excited.
Oh, really?
He did. He was looking inside going,
Diddy?
He was. He was like that. Well, Diddy would like that. Diddy would like that. Oh, look at that. I know.
How are you doing? I'm fine. Thanks very much. Come on in. Yeah, where do I go? Just... No.
You know where to go, Reg. Come on, over
right
here. It's freezing. Rich. Shut the door.
Yeah, great. Thanks, man. Thank you. Good lad, that.
Yes. Hi, Reg. How are you?
Hi, Reg.
Oh, how are you?
We're all
how
right.
How are you, though?
We're all right.
How are you doing?
Oh, it's been a tough week.
Has it been a tough week? Now, listen, let's just get straight to it.
It's been a tough week. I know you want to hear about it.
We do, but...
Because you said...
All right.
And I said it was a tough week.
Oh, God.
You said...
tell us about it, Reg, and see if we can help. That's what you said, no, wasn't
but,
it?
Yes.
But right, I'm just we'll do it again.
All right, I'm just getting
we'll do it once fucking more.
He's in a mood.
Right, knows. Okay. I'm okay, it's been a tough week.
Do you want me to start recording?
Right, start recording in 3, 2, 1, record. I'm fine, thanks very much. It's been a tough week.
Has it, Reg? Why?
None of your fucking business.
All right, okay.
Getting into my fucking personal stuff.
You're faking.
My faking. How the fuck do you think you are? Who the fuck do you think you are? And how the fuck do you think you can say that?
Now, can I just...
What right do you think you have to come into my life and take my personal stuff so you can use it for your own satisfaction?
Absolutely.
My hair okay. You want to use for your happiness.
Reg, can right, I just... Okay. Oh, my God.
Right, don't record that,
oh,
Glenn.
Oh, no.
Start
I'll
recording
sure
again
out.
In 3, 2, 1, record. I've had a
hang on, let
week.
Me just start
okay,
recording.
Okay, thanks very much, Glenn. Thank you for letting me know it wasn't recording.
Okay.
Okay. Recording. 3, 2, 1, record. Is it recording?
Yes.
Okay, you could have just nodded.
Sorry.
Okay, is it recording? That's good, he's nodded. It's been a tough week, to be honest, but you know, I'm okay.
Good. I'm really pleased that you're
You're
okay.
pleased I've had a tough week?
No, I'm really pleased you're okay.
You are fucking horrible,
you
aren't you?
Just listen to what you're I'm saying. Oh, my God, I can't cope with it.
You're a... You're a...
He's going to explode.
You're a...
It's building.
You're a...
It's going to be a big one, this one, I can feel it. Put your earbuds on.
Now, Glenn,
hello.
Shall we play when the pre-record that we did with Reg when we went to another of our haunted locations?
Yes, that would be a good idea at the moment, I think.
So I
yes.
didn't need to be here, is that what you're saying?
No, I wanted you to introduce it, but I couldn't get a word in edgeways, as per...
That's because you got nothing useful to fucking say. It's like him over there.
What?
He's got nothing useful to fucking say.
Listen, we came to your aid last week when you needed us, when you were being dragged to hell.
I could have got out of there myself.
Well, should we have a listen then?
Well, let's do it.
The proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Mmm, delicious.
Right, so where have you brought me? I'm getting lots of senses.
Well, obviously we can't tell you of the location because we'd love you to come out with some of the history, perhaps, and some of the spirits that come through.
Cavalier! Sorry, I've got... Sorry, that's just come to me.
No, that's the Morris Marina that you came
oh,
in,
that's
not,
okay,
the, not the Cavalier.
Okay.
Right, okay, yeah. So there's a particularly haunted room in this manor house.
That's okay.
As I say, it's...
Get out of here! Go fucking get out of here! Sorry, it's coming through.
It's coming through.
Spare me, hold them back, spare me.
Well, shall we take you straight
spare
up
me,
to the
right,
room?
Where do we go? Shall I take you to where I feel is
yes,
most haunted?
Yes, let's do that.
You got a name of the show in there.
Yeah.
Is it over there?
No.
Just give me some fucking help here. I'm just walking blind
up
here.
Upstairs.
Of course, don't fucking put that in.
Okay.
Fucking hell. Right, okay. I'm getting the stairs. Spermie's putting me towards the stairs. Okay, I think we need to elevate ourselves up the stairs.
How many flights up, would you say?
I don't know yet.
Two.
Sorry?
Two flights.
I'm getting not one.
Right.
And not the trio of three. I'm getting something in the middle.
Right.
But what you got to remember is stairs are quite haunted.
Yes.
Because as they transport people from one floor to another, they transfer ghosts from one plane to another.
Really
it may
good.
Sound like bollocks to you.
No, that makes a
and
lot of sense.
And it does to most fucking people.
No, even
but
to
it's
me.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Oh, Reg, watch your signet ring. It's about to fall off
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah,
push
don't,
know.
Put that, is it on? Is
push
it on?
Your ring
I
on.
I lost my sovereign out of there the other day. Oh, yeah, it's too late to get another plastic one. I'm like these stairs. It's okay. Oh, I'm sensing stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Can you hear the footsteps going?
Hold on. Right, okay. What I'm sensing... I've got someone. Oh, it's horrible. Someone's being attacked on these stairs.
Oh.
One's... Oh, no, it's a girl. It's a girl. She's holding the banister. Huh? Oh, and there's a man behind. She's going, give it to me, Gordon! Give it to me, Gordon!
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
But she's smiling. She's going more, more, more. He's stabbing her with something. Stabbing her.
Did he kill her?
No, there's a lot of movement. I think he's trying his hardest. Oh. In and out, in and out. It's his cock, sorry, he's fine.
I'm sensitive, it's okay.
Oh, it's dark up here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why.
Anybody bring a torch?
There they go. Torches
no,
on. No, I have.
No one can see this, can they?
No.
Okay,
no.
Put the fucking lights on then, silly fuck. Right, okay, it's dark, isn't it?
Hang on, put the lights on then, in that case.
Okay. Don't let anyone know you put the lights on. Oh, are they off now?
Yeah, they're off.
We're in complete
darkness.
It's very dark,
right, okay. Now, be careful, because I'm sensing something evil. I'm sensing something nasty.
Oh, I'm scared. I don't like
this. I've not seen you on edge like this before.
I'm on edge.
Okay, come up here now. Oh, I'm sensing something. Right, okay. I'm sensing a lot of shit. A lot of shit. I'm sensing shit saying, don't drown me. Don't drown me.
Right.
And then it flushes away.
Right.
What could that mean?
I don't know.
But this room here, this...
Don't go in there! Don't go in there.
That's...
No, don't go in there!
I'm not going to go in there.
There's something wrong in there.
It's apparently it's the most evil room in this manor house.
Is it?
Yeah, people...
I'm going in.
Yeah. People get taken and pulled in this bed.
Oh, that's a bonus.
Oh, right, okay.
Reg, why don't you lie down on the bed? This is the bed where people get pulled.
It's telling me to lie down here.
Yeah.
Spare me. I'm going to need you. There's a powerful spirit in here.
Is it me or has it suddenly gone really cold in here?
It's freezing.
Right, okay.
We'll be quiet.
Now.
Contacts the spirit world.
What I'm getting is an image of somebody being pulled off this bed.
Right.
I'm getting people being pulled off this bed, right? I'm going to manifest this spirit
right.
for you wow. both.
Okay, I'm a bit scared. I'm clinging on to you.
Okay.
I don't like it. Go
I've
on.
Got you.
Right, okay. Spare me. Come close and cover me with your milky protection. What I want from you two is just to relax, have an open mind, and just go with whatever I say. Dark spirit, you dirty bastard, come closer. The spirit of the darkness, come out of your hell and come and try to tug me off. You'll find it hard to tug me. Right, okay. Oh, he's coming. I can sense he's coming. Oh, I can see it. It's audible. It's horrible, it's got big hands. Oh, that's nice. It's not a bad looking demon, to be fair.
Is there a demon in this room, then?
There's a demon in the room. Can you feel it?
What?
Can you feel it?
Oh. Is that why it's so cold in here?
Okay, that's why it's so cold and the fact there's no fucking heating in this big fucking house. Right, it's like all these people, they buy big fucking houses and can't afford to eat the fucking things. They say, oh, it's a fucking demon. But this is a demon. Come closer, demon. You and I need to talk. I'm going to banish you from this place and I'm going to send you up the fucking chimney. Okay. Come on. Okay. Oh, he's close. He's close. I can smell him. I can smell his balls. Oh, they're dangling. They're dangling. Don't you teabag.
You all right, Reg? Right,
fucking teabag me. Dirty bastard. Okay, try and tug me up. Oh, he's got hold of me.
Got hold of you where?
Oh, you don't need to fucking know, but it's quite nice.
Oh,
don't you tug. No, actually, carry on. Oh, yeah, he's tugging. He's trying to tug me off.
I think we should
he's trying
it.
To tug me off.
I think this is pretty personal, isn't
he's
it?
Tugging me. He's tugging me.
Oh,
he's tugging. You couldn't massage my feet, could you, as well? Oh, no, he's tugging me. He's tugging me. Oh, he's got me. He's got me. Don't you two fucking try and help. I'm enjoying this. He's fucking got me. Keep tugging. Keep tugging. Tug, tug, tug. No, don't you stop. Don't you stop. Keep tugging. 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 Demon. Tug me, bastard.
Reg, are you all right?
Reg,
are you okay?
Reg,
come round.
Reg.
Oh, Oh, could somebody get me a fag and a taxi?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
As you can see, that was very frightening, me being tugged off in front of you two.
How did you feel afterwards when you got home?
I was spent.
But the thing is, you might have felt like you were trying to be tugged off the bed, but to us, you were still in the same position. You didn't seem to... So it was almost like it was imprinting itself on your mind. Is that how it works?
Well, since we were in the dark, yeah, you couldn't have seen too much, but I was definitely being tugged and teabagged by a demon.
Is that a common thing for a demon to do, would you say?
The next thing you'll be having is two girls and one cup of
And the trouble is, what people don't know is demons have big balls. But the other thing is they have three of them.
Really?
Yeah, right. So when they put them in,
oh,
you're fucked.
Oh,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it was quite traumatic, and I had to go and see one of my spiritual peers.
Right.
That's his name, Piers.
Okay.
And to get myself sorted, because, you know, he stretched my mouth quite a bit, and my dick looked like a handlebar grip when you finished. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I've got to go.
I don't blame you.
I'll speak to you later.
All right. Lots of leverage. Bye. Bye. Bye.
What's wrong with me? Why does the man keep bothering me? I can't get a peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Rich. Rich Conker. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Oh, here he is.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, I know.
I'm exhausted. Well, you know, we told you about, we went last week to do an investigation with Reg, and
yeah,
you,
Reg,
when
yeah,
we came home, I told you all about it. Well, just listening back to it there, yeah, brought back some awful memories.
Yeah, yeah. Was it? Because I don't forget, I was editing, and I've not heard it yet.
No,
so
I know. Oh,
I know you said,
well,
it was
told you about it.
Yeah.
Oh, basically, he was having sex with a demon.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought he was trying to be pulled off the bed.
No, teabagged.
Oh, that. Well, yes.
I thought he imagined his balls in his mouth.
Oh. Sounds strange.
Yeah.
Well, it's not normal, is it?
No, it's certainly not normal. But I have to say, it gave me a right good laugh. Honestly, I was crying with laughter.
That would be quite terrifying for Reg.
Well, it was frightening for Reg, but he actually seemed to be enjoying himself, to be fair.
He was living in the moment.
He was enjoying himself.
That's because he's good at his work and he loves his job. See, this is the trouble.
Sometimes
we usually, I think, when something happens to Reg like that, you just kind of take the mickey, and I think it's fair.
Not taking the mickey.
No. Well, you said you laughed. I mean, this is a man who's trying, who is possessed and trying to fight a demon.
But see, it just seemed quite entertaining to watch.
Yeah,
perversely.
It's not really entertaining, is he saving souls? You know, this
okay,
is the thing.
Well,
with
I think
it,
we'll agree to disagree on there. You weren't there, Carl. Let's be honest with this situation. And you have to take it from me and Glenn. We were there, and what we saw, it was very amusing.
Yes.
Very amusing indeed.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just having a good old chat with Diddy.
Yeah, what's he
and
saying?
He came up with a really good something to ponder on.
Oh, yeah?
Sphincters.
Right.
No, aren't they the greatest thing ever? Because when you think, when you have a crap or you fart, it stinks. So, your sphincter, and there's no rubber in there.
No.
But it clenches it all. And none of that smell comes out your arse, whether it be a dog, a cat, people. And that holds that's, and it's just like a drawstring, isn't it?
Yes,
it is,
but like a drawstring.
Scientifically,
yeah,
you fart and release gases all day without you even realising it.
Is that right?
So gas does come out of the sphincter.
Yeah, okay, you will fart, but I'm just trying to say that generally, when you're walking normally, people don't go, fucking hell, you smell shit everywhere. I mean, they do when Glenn walks around, but generally...
Yeah, you're right. You don't have to put your pants, do you, really?
No, that's very true.
Well, some people do.
One of life's little miracles, isn't it?
And on that note, on that refreshing note...
Yes.
And speedos are for people with small penises, and just letting the French know that.
Yeah.
Lots of love to you all. Have a great week. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Cheery bye then, Al.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.